For most of her adult life, more than 30 years, Mary Gonzalez has been working to combat poverty. Currently a regional representative for the Chicago-based Gamaliel Foundation, Gonzalez is based in Oakland, where her priority these days is defending and promoting access to public transit.
We believe that transportation is the number one vehicle that is needed to take advantage of opportunity, whether it's school opportunity, healthcare opportunity, access to services, access to jobs, access to any element of a quality of life is most often dependent on your capacity to move around. And transportation, especially public transportation, is being decimated.
Oakland has a citywide open enrollment policy for public school students, Gonzalez points out, but without access to transit, many students cannot benefit from that policy.
Most of the people who have little access are stuck in their neighborhood schools and they can't get to a school that might be better for their particular child. They can't offer their own child that opportunity because they can't get there. So that's the number one issue that our organization is working on right now. And we're beginning it by asking that every young person who is in middle school or high school have a free pass 24/7 in Alameda County.
There are billions in federal transportation funds headed for the Bay Area over the next decade, she continues, but 84% of that money is already committed to new infrastructure, leaving comparative crumbs to pay for the operation of the systems that are already in place. That's a policy decision, one of many she sees that effectively, if unwittingly, perpetuate poverty.
Poverty does not happen by accident, nor does it happen because people are lazy or want to live in poverty. No one wants that. And yet, poverty exists and poverty is growing. And it's growing because of public policy and how public policies are written and how public policies are implemented. And my job as an organizer is really to agitate and to inspire people to begin to understand that.
Transportation funding decisions, for instance, can be driven by the construction interests and their workforce, along with elected officials who want to be seen as doing something visible for their constituents. They are, understandably, pursuing their own self-interests. Gonzalez says her work now often involves helping the other people affected by those decisions to organize and act on their shared self-interests.
What I encourage people is to begin to think, what is our self-interest? Let's articulate our own self-interest. Let's organize people around that self-interest just like they do. And let's have a face-to-face dialogue and see if we can come to a point where their self-interest can be met and so can ours. And there are ways where everybody can win. But right now, since most people aren't at the table, those in power don't have to consider anyone else in terms of negotiating self-interest.
Mary Gonzalez will be another of the speakers at the annual Bioneers Conference in San Rafael this weekend. Her Saturday morning presentation is titled The Environment and Its Relationship to Equity and the Economy. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.